Good morning. You are listening to Raven Radio, KCAW Sitka. The time is 8:16. I'm Catherine Rose. I'm here this morning with Sentinel reporter Shannon Hoglund to talk about the last month of sports reporting in Sitka. What's been going on, Shannon?
Well, it was a really crazy time for a few weeks where both of the Sentinel sports reporters, the sports team, just had something every day.
Because
the teams are all really good and all really challenging. They all go to the regional tournaments and they all go to the state championships, and they all usually have a couple contenders for first, second, or third place. A lot of relays in the track team, a lot of terrific ball players. Yeah, it was crazy for a while, but now it feels like we've hit this kind of dead patch where, you know, we have to look out at the community too to look for sports news. And we're always looking for ideas. So, you know, just like you, we appreciate any kind of tips that come our way to turn into photos and news stories in the sports world.
But there has been some recent sports news, right, with some personnel changes at Sitka High School. Can you talk a little bit about that?
Yeah, it's very exciting for a few minutes as they have considerations and they have interviews and they have a lot of applicants for some of these jobs at Sitka High. But a few things that people can look out for next year is a new head coach of the Sitka High basketball team.
Okay.
And everyone got to know Steve Campagno when he was here for a few years, made great changes on the Sitka High basketball team. And the boys were, I just loved following him and working with him as a reporter, enjoyed that. But Sid Eubanks comes to the head varsity coach position. He was a JV coach, and he just has been on the basketball scene for years. And I think I've seen him play City League. I think he's a player himself. But he's very familiar with all the kids from the team from his previous coaching experience, so he should be a good fit for Sitka High School boys. And then on the girls' side, we have Karen Krupa moving into head coach, varsity coach, coach number one, or whatever you want to say. And Karen Krupa is, and I should have mentioned Sid Eubanks is from Sitka,
right,
originally. And Karen Krupa is too, and is equally familiar with the sports scene here, was a player herself. We have Christy Brady staying on as the assistant coach. But a major change at Sitka High will be Megan Reed stepping into the position of activities director.
Okay.
That is, it always looks like a thankless job, but they seem to do the job well. The people have had the job in the past. And Rich Krupa is retiring,
right,
has retired, and he's been around a long time, both as a coach and as a teacher and as activities director at Sitka High. And then Megan Reed is someone I've known since her high school swimming days. So I watched her grow up just as a swimming fan. And she has been a high school counselor. I've worked with her on that side too. So someone that knows how to lend an ear and knows how to listen. And she has been working with Robbie Jarville as a coach as well, assistant coach on the swim team. So it'll be fun to watch her adventure as the activities director.
Big changes in the personnel world at the high school, and also just sort of wrapping up some really big seasons for softball, for track. Maybe we could just touch on really quickly,
sure,
kind of how the softball season wrapped up.
The softball season was so much fun to cover because this is a team we hear for years when, you know, Sitka High, people at Sitka High say, well, they're up against much bigger schools. But there are a few programs that say Sitka can compete at any level. Mm-hmm. Softball is one of those things. And they have, you know, an amazing coach, Jale McCarty is her name. Amazing coach, done amazing work with these kids. And the thing I noticed about covering just on the softball side, they went all the way through state and were second place in state. They were runner up in the state championships for the large schools. And they were going up, they were by far the smallest school, and they were going up against schools, you know, four or five times their size. And everything that I heard about the games, everything I saw in, you know, interviews with them showed their character. and their intelligence and their grit.
And you mentioned earlier that these seniors that were giving you phone calls or meeting up with you to do interviews after games, they were really showing up with thoughtful answers. You said it really takes, it requires that to really produce a good sports story for the athletes to kind of meet you halfway.
Right. And it's not you and I that create the stories. We both know we can feed questions, but it really requires people to give some thought and to not speak in cliches and to kind of know that the reporter's coming in with less experience than you. So they have to do some bridge crossing to tell a good story. And they all knew how to tell a good story. They had plays off the top of their head that they could recall, and they would kind of lay it out for me so I could kind of picture what was going on at the state championships, which were up in Fairbanks. And then a few of the girls that, you know, the seniors that I should probably mention that worked a lot with me this year and helped me learn the game a lot better were Sadie Celine and Alina Lebon and Delina Berry. And I had so much fun getting to know them. Sometimes it was just text message interviews, and sometimes it was on the phone, and sometimes it was hearing about them secondhand from the coach, who's, incredibly talented, of course. I really loved working with all those kids. I didn't mention anything about the boys' team. The boys had their season ended at regions. I think they lost some players this year or didn't have players they thought they would have, but I know they're going to come back stronger next year.
And then track's a little bit farther back, but could you just briefly touch on, you know, kind of track coverage?
Track is a crazy sport to cover, first of all, because it's, you score team points and you have the relays as a team thing, but it is a lot of individual events, and it is a huge talent pool that the coach, Jeremy Strong, and co-coach Shasta Smith have to figure out, setting a strategy. The thing they have at Sitka High, which I found amazing, is a field full of kids. Sitka High doesn't have that many more than 300 kids, mm-hmm. and there were 70 kids on the track team.
Wow.
And about half of them went to regions, I think, or I can't remember the numbers are a bit of a blur. But I know at a certain point they had 70 kids on the track team. And how the coach is able to, like, find their best skills and fit them in, to certain relays where they fit. We had a lot of top places in those athletes, and both boys and girls teams did really well at state.
Did it prepare you to cover this summer's adventure races?
Well, there were a lot of familiar faces because it's parents that organize the, not really an adventure unless you run into a bear in the Medovici. The Medovici race is the three different distances, some more adventure, some than others. You have the half marathon, and you have the 10K, and you have the 5K. And it just seemed like the definition of a fun run. I didn't see anyone getting too competitive. There were some people who came from out of town who had the potential of breaking the record for the half marathon. But people, were working really hard, trying to beat their best time. The course does not change. It is out the road and back. And I liked how social it was. There were more than 100 people in the race. It was all run by volunteers and parents, and everyone cheers for everyone. And it's a really nice community. And I've gone to races before, but didn't really know the details of what it takes to organize a race because it always seems so simple to me.
But it's not.
It's not. And everyone seemed to have done the right training for the right distance. I didn't see anyone like crawling across the finish line. People were finishing not on a walk, but a run. The traditional adventure runs are coming up.
Right.
And that is the change your latitude. That is over a whole week. But the main weekend is the 8th and 9th. It's more of an experience, a lot of it. But people do run for time, do swim for time. And that's one of those things where some people consider it a race and some people consider it an adventure, being out on the ocean with the kayakers and the support crew and all the people either running, naked is a term, when you don't have a wetsuit on, and the people with wetsuits. My family has come 2 years in a row to be in that race.
Oh, how far are they coming this year?
Well, I'm going to be gone, so I hope they don't, because I would hate to miss them. And they're pretty hardcore adventure swimmers.
Mm-hmm. And then there's the Alpine Adventure Run, right? That's coming up a little bit sooner.
Mm-hmm. And that is also, you know, you don't feel like people are pushing past other competitors. You're all encouraging each other to do well in the race. A lot of my friends are in the race and they're going out on adventure runs. It really does. If you have a goal to work toward, it does kind of dictate your social life, because you're going on these runs in the evening and you're all pushing each other, encouraging each other. So
some things to look forward to in Sentinel Sports coverage later this summer before the school year kicks back into session. We're almost out of time,
okay.
But I know that you wanted to highlight a couple other sort of like individual sports accomplishments.
Yes, I want to say that Bristol Clifton was honored this year, came back from a pretty nasty injury a year ago. She's on the softball team, and she kind of powered her way through the season with PT. She usually plays volleyball, usually does basketball in the winter, and she couldn't play those sports, but she came back for softball and was able to play in the state championship. So that was really wonderful. And she won a wonderful award called Most Positive.
Nice.
And it was from a private organization that I don't have their name handy. And then I also wanted to give a tip of the hat to Sawyer Bastian. He's 14. And he recently won an all-around trophy for the Alaska Youth, I wish I could read my writing, Education in Shooting State Championships. And he won across all disciplines in the intermediate category. I hope I got that right. We had him in the paper. Liam Laybourne also was honored. We took his picture. And he's working downstairs right now. But he won a black belt. For the local studio, and that was a big accomplishment. He's a senior.
Well, congrats to Liam and Bristol and Sawyer and all of the athletes we've been chatting about today. What an incredible way to wrap up the Sitka school year. And then you'll be back in hopefully next month to talk about the races and maybe some other fun stuff happening around
Sitka. I hope to find out what's going on with Ultimate Frisbee and other things.
Why not? To find out about Ultimate Frisbee.
We do.
That sounds great.
Do you wear shoes or not? Let's find out.
All right. Well, Shannon, thanks so much for joining me this morning.
Thank you for having me.